Mike O'Mara Show.
And that's the bottom line, because John McCain said so.
That's right. Just ask top.
It's the
Fligner.
He's going to vote for him.
That's right.
Pornographer, Hillary basher.
Weirdo.
Mob connected.
Well, he's not proud of his mob connection.
I don't know what he is.
He's untouchable is what he is.
Fucking lunatic is what he is. This right. weekend, we appreciate everybody that went to WJFK.com and downloaded our podcasts, are still sweeping the nation. If you'd like to do that, go to WJFK.com. You can also post your thoughts and send us an email. And you can also go to Mike OWJFK and give us an instant message. Mm-hmm. Our new email, kind of new since last week, is O'Meara, that's O-M-E-A-R-A, at WJFK.com.
Write us.
And now back with the final buzz of the afternoon is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thanks, Mike. As we teased, David Archuleta's dad has been banned from the set of American Idol. Well, look who's here. Hi, David.
Oh, Dave, you look sad.
He made me cry.
Sure.
Yeah?
You know, I'm really, really looking forward to American Idol.
Even with your dad band?
Even with my dad band.
Really?
Hi, Katie.
It's David Archuleta, Katie.
You know,
He made me sing so many times that I got a real bad case of laryngitis.
I heard he withheld water.
He withheld water?
What would you drink?
He'd make me drink... My own number one.
Oh, no.
Can we say that? No.
Not exactly.
Not again.
Oh, I can't repeat
Certainly
it.
Certainly not again.
He made me drink cat food pureed.
He was cruel.
He was really cruel.
But also creative to puree the cat food.
He's my daddy and I love him.
Of course.
Do you kiss him?
With an open mouth.
With your big fat tongue.
With my oversized tongue that can't fit in my mouth.
He likes that.
I gotta go.
David Archuleta. TMZ.com says Jeff Archuleta has been bothering the producers, bothering the band, bothering the vocal coaches, and even bothering the other contestants. And word is Papa Jeff was a similar pain in the ass when David was on Star Search 5 years ago.
Yeah, I heard a little bit about that, too.
Now, Jeff can still be in the audience during the broadcast, but he's been banned from the behind-the-scenes areas where David is either learning or rehearsing songs. The last straw appears to have been Jeff's insistence that David add a verse from Sean King's Beautiful Girls to the classic Stand By Me.
Sean Kingston.
Sean Kingston. Now, that means that Idol was forced to pay for two song royalties for just one contestant's performance.
Sean King's Larry King's wife.
I'm sure that's right.
Do you watch Larry King?
Yes.
Bye, David.
David Archuleta.
From American Idol. Now, next to Idol and Dancing with the Stars, a recent survey showed that the show most Americans talk about at work is Lost.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You still watch it?
I do still watch it. I don't know that I'm proud of that fact anymore, but I do still watch it.
It has almost a cult following to it, doesn't it?
Well, like a lot of other people, I've invested a lot of hours in it, and I think they should know this, the other people who've invested hours in Lost, as I found out today. The producers say they intend to go into hiding after the series finale 2 seasons from now. They say they admire the way David Chase left Sopranos viewers figuring out things for themselves.
Oh, beautiful.
In other words,
screw you.
In other words, no answers.
I thought Stains had it all figured out from the word go.
The show is apparently, the outline of the show is written through its conclusion.
Right.
They know how it's going to end, but
they're not going to let us know.
What they're saying is the ending won't clarify anything. There's an ending. It just won't answer any of your questions, or at least leave many of them unanswered.
All right, here you go. You ready?
Uh-huh.
It was all just a big dream.
I like it.
I know who dreamt it.
The big guy, right?
The fat guy. Yeah.
Of course it's that guy. It's all you need to know about Lost.
They got a fat guy.
That's it. They got a fat guy. He farts and has a dream.
And a little coat.
That's right.
Carlton Cuse and Damon Lindelof say they plan to spend many months in an undisclosed location anticipating the outrage they believe is inevitable.
Okay, what they're doing, this is hype.
Uh-huh.
Their ratings probably are dipping a little bit. They're trying to create
Everybody's,
a little buzz.
Yeah.
And they're going to go to the gay bathhouse and hide.
But what a great idea. We're really going to generate some interest now.
Don't tell the fat guy where we are.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I can't wait for Biker Friday.
Queens.
Viewers who plan to forge ahead may be pleased to know that because the writer's strike shortened the season by a couple of episodes, those episodes will be made up with extras next season and in the final season that follows that.
Tomorrow also on the show, I will open up, believe it or not, I know I probably should regret this, I will open up the lines for any last-minute suggestions, even though it's only 2 weeks away.
Mm-hmm.
I will open up the lines for suggestions for Biker Friday.
Biker
it's
Friday.
Still...
Like new names?
It is a...
Friday the 23rd.
No, we have already named it. God damn it, Rob.
I know.
God. You're a handful today. I swear to God.
It's rainy and it's
I know
Monday,
it's rainy. It's Monday. You're tired. I'm going to kick your ass. I swear to God. I'm trying to limp to the finish line.
Like new names.
You know, sitting over there if I could get my hands on him.
Come on, lean on me. I'll carry you.
You can't reach him from here.
We'll open up the lines tomorrow. I'm talking about Biker Friday. Go ahead,
Buzzard,
before I kill him.
Isaiah Washington was as surprised as anybody to see his face turn up on last week's Grey's Anatomy. The actor who was forced out after some anti-gay remarks was featured in a photograph that he and his people say was used without his permission.
I am a gay American.
Washington, known to viewers as Dr. Burke, is reportedly investigating filing a complaint or, if possible, a lawsuit.
Love taking my ladies on dinner dates.
That show needs a fat guy.
Yeah, that's for sure.
It's true.
Grey's Anatomy?
Yeah.
A real fat guy.
They got a fat lady.
they had one on St. Elsewhere. They could have one here.
Every television show can use a big fat guy.
I agree. Mm-hmm. And then the work starts opening up for us.
Yay.
The Kelsey Grammer, Patty Heaton show about TV news anchors has been canceled.
They turn on a dime.
Really?
Yes.
Gotta shorten that one a little bit. I mean, this is me working out loud here. Rob, can we shave that one a little bit? Because it lasts
a
little too long.
Not.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Now they've turned on me.
Okay. All right, then. Put your hand over here.
Okay.
There you go.
Recent survey by USA Today showed that Americans cared least about wanting to save Fox's Back to You.
Okay, very good.
Albert Brooks joins the cast of Weeds when it returns to Showtime next month.
You got to be pretty psyched about that.
Matthew Modine and Mary-Kate Olsen are out, along with a couple of other cast favorites.
You excited about that? I mean, you love that show, right?
I like Albert Brooks. I like that show. It's actually very well written.
That might actually get me to come to the party for a little while on that show.
I thought it might.
God, Albert Brooks. I mean, he's still got it.
Oh, he's very funny.
Network TV still hasn't recovered from that writer strike or whatever it was that's crippled it. Even going into one of the biggest weeks of the year, viewership is still down. 9% fewer people are watching any of the big four networks these days compared to this time last year.
You know, I think I'm a classic example. I was telling Rob, I went to Brookstone and bought the massive old Tonight Show box set that they had.
Right.
And I think a lot of people are doing that. I really think a lot of people are making their own fun as far. Mm-hmm. And even since the writer's strike, there's still just not enough volume of programming.
There's very little.
And not enough variety, so it sucks.
Shows with ongoing stories were hurt the most by the momentum that was lost in that 100-day strike. People don't appear to have stopped watching television. The numbers for cable and satellite networks are actually up.
Yeah, but Carla actually burned on Deadliest Catch for me last night when I was watching a repeat.
Really?
Well, it was repeats of it. Yeah. What I love about all the reality networks, whether it's Bravo, The Learning Channel, Discovery National Geographic, what they do occasionally is they'll have those little marathons and you can catch up.
Oh, it's the best.
I love it, especially on a weekend, a rainy weekend. You can sit there and watch 11 of them in a row. Mm-hmm. I love that. I hope they do more of that.
Finally, in California these days, they're debating whether tax increases are the way to fix the state's busted budget. There have been all kinds of proposals, from a tax on luxuries, ranging from yachts to iTunes downloads, environmental stuff like gas guzzlers and grocery bags. California voters don't like these kinds of taxes. They overturned a previous governor's snack tax on junk food and bottled water. They will really hate the proposed $1.80 additional tax on a six-pack of beer.
Oh, dear.
I'm sorry, Rob.
That's really bad.
It is bad. But the proposal that's quietly drawn the most scorn is the one that would impose a tax on porn.
No! Yeah! No!
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's not right. Hey, Beth Ann, can you come here for 1 second, please?
Beth Ann to the studio, please.
Beth Ann, really, really quick, please, because I've got to say goodnight, and I wanted to give this man a proper plug since we didn't do it before. Do you have a card with where Jim Nance's book signing is going to be? Do we know where it's going to be?
Borders on Rockville Pike in Rockville tonight at 7.
Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Buzz.
The executive producer.
Oh, no.
Of this today show. Only.
Well, for one day only. Jim Nance will be at the Borders. Where is it again?
On Rockville Pike in Rockville at 7 p.m. this evening. Go see him.
Right at the intersection of Rockville Pike and Osium.
I want to thank Jim for coming on the show. His book is Always by My Side, A Father's Grace, and a sports journey unlike any other.
Right.
I said journey. Also, Todd Fligner.
Sure.
That's all I'm going to say about that. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Hi.
Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak. Our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The show comes to you from the studios of WJFK in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Jennifer Wasn't at Home radio network. For Buzz Ann.
and Beth Elston.
Rob and Beth Ann Burbank. This is Mike O'Mara reminding you, the next time you fart in front of your friends and you really want to get credit for it, break out the osium.
It works.
Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. And
good night, everybody.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.